The corridor is 4.5 miles long between Pentagon City in Arlington County and the Braddock Road Metro Rail Station in the city of Alexandria. This is the first surface transitway of its kind in the Washington region.
Matthew Houston works with Arlington County's Transportation Division, presenting the $10 million contract Saturday for Arlington's portion of the 30-station route. Buses will run in their own exclusive lanes for 44% of the line.
This is an example of one of the Potomac Yard stations. It consists of two platforms that are spanning a transit-only roadway. It's a covered platform that's 75 feet long, about 12 feet wide, raised curb close to the floor height of the bus to make it easier to get in and out of the bus. Trash cans, recycle bins, benches, lighting, information signs. There's a windscreen which incorporates a public art component, and there will be fare collection equipment which will be procured under a separate contract.
You'll pay on the platforms with a smart trip, cash, or credit card and get a paper receipt. It will mostly be on the honor system with random checks from Metro Transit Police. When it opens next year, the route will be called Metro Way and will replace Metro's 9S bus service, which doesn't run on nights or weekends.
We expect daily ridership soon after opening of 3,600 people a day.
They could each save 1 to 10 minutes per trip, depending on the time of day.
There are two overlapping routes. One extends the whole length of the 4.5-mile corridor from Braddock Road to Pentagon City, and then a second route will overlap that, which travels between Potomac Yard in the city of Alexandria and the Crystal City Metro Rail Station. In that overlapping area, we will achieve 6-minute headways, which is the time between buses, in the peak periods. Off-peak and evenings will be 12 minutes, and then late night and weekends will be 20 minutes.
Since this is starting out as just buses with streetcar conversion planned for sometime later, the county board approved the contract unanimously, including vocal streetcar opponent Libby Garvey.
Why on earth would we want to put down tracks and wires? Why on earth would we want to go any farther? Because this does everything that we need.
My name's John Snyder. I'm the chair of Arlington Streetcar Now, and I'm here to speak in support of this. This is a good transit tool, and it's fully consistent with the longer-term plan, which is to have streetcars on the same route, which is a better transit tool. And the reason it's better is about ridership and capacity.
For the Crystal City Citizens Review Council's Terry Savella.
The implementation of this new transitway is the cornerstone of all of the planning that we've done around Crystal City.
Arlington Transportation Director Dennis Leach.
The development potential in this immediate corridor is over 22 million additional square feet. We have to not only accommodate the people that live and work and visit Crystal City, Pentagon City today, but we have to dramatically increase the ability to carry people in the relatively near future.
Board member Mary Hines, who also serves on Metro's board, says the partnership on the transitway with the city of Alexandria and the plans for the separate Columbia Pike streetcar with Fairfax County will help people facing fewer Blue Line trains from Metro as the Silver Line opens.
Right now, everything is stopping at Pentagon City and Crystal City, but when we bring the streetcar in and we add the connectivity out to Skyline, to the jobs out there and the jobs that are along Columbia Pike, we actually create a whole other set of ways for people to somewhat easily commute across this whole corridor.
Alexandria's part of the transitway construction is well underway because of a federal grant. The entire line is scheduled to open next year. Max Smith, WTOP News.